3 weeks after Tropical Storm Jean swept through the Caribbean, the Haitian city of Gonaïves is still struggling. The storm unleashed floods and mudslides that killed almost 2,000 people there, and nearly 900 more remain missing and are presumed dead. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro visited Gonaïves and reports that tens of thousands are still hungry and dependent on international agencies for food and clean drinking water.
At this distribution site in Gonaïves, hundreds of women and girls, the only ones permitted to collect rations of food, press together tightly in several lines that fan out onto the street. Towards the front, the line breaks down and people begin to push and shove. Several women lose their footing and fall onto barbed wire that has been placed there to keep the crowds at bay. Haitian police, watched by UN peacekeeping troops, beat back the unruly. One woman who would not give her name, who was pushed out of the queue, pleads for help. I lost my husband in the flood, she says. I have 6 children to feed. How will I feed my family? The Atlanta-based charity CARE is taking the lead in the relief effort. At their large warehouse in Gonaïves, men unload boxes from a recently arrived aid truck, tossing them to one another. Getting food here, though, has been a challenge. Convoys need to traverse a wide lake that formed after the flood on the main road into Gonaïves. Even more problematic, however, has been the issue of security. Rick Pereira is a spokesman for CARE.
Security is probably the most important issue. The UN troops are doing a terrific job, but they're stretched very thin. There simply aren't enough of them.
There have been reports of attacks on aid personnel and looting of supplies over the past 3 weeks. Added to that, there has been recent unrest in the capital, Port-au-Prince, too. 20 people have been killed there over the past week. The fighting scared away workers at the port in the capital, who only returned on Thursday under UN guard. That delayed the unloading of new supplies coming in on ships. Gonaïves has a long history of turmoil. It was where the country declared its independence from French colonial rule in 1804. This past year, it was where former soldiers launched a rebellion that overthrew Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. UN peacekeepers say that those rebels have been largely absent these past 3 weeks. However, aid workers are aware that if the situation does not improve here, there could be political turmoil again. CARE's Rick Pereira.
This has a history of being a revolutionary place, so there's always an undercurrent of violence in the air. If the violence continues to pick up in Port-au-Prince, and if it becomes harder to get food in here from the capital, then we could really have a problem.
Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.